Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Aditi.
Hi. Wait, can you go back? Your dad is an actor?
Yes, he's an extra in a lot of these shows down in Atlanta where they film.
Well, have I never known this?
I mean, I've only mentioned it on the air 100 times.
Aditi, his bare ass was on camera once.
That is true.
Oh, gross. You had to look at your dad's naked butt?
I never watched it.
Didn't your dad warn you?
Knew that it was his naked butt?
No, I just wasn't really into the movie. I hate to say it.
I mean, didn't your dad also get worried that your sister would be really upset by it?
Yes, and he had to have a sit-down conversation.
Honey,
with her about
my
it.
Butt will be on film.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And how old were you and your sister at this time?
This is like 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
What? So your dad's like close to 70, maybe?
He's in his mid to late 60s, yeah.
And someone wanted to show his butt.
Correct. It was a prison scene in a movie.
Okay, we can just move on now. I don't know that I need to picture this in my head.
Aditi is brought to you by Tap Brick Oven and Poorhouse in Greensburg. We just heard Aaron Rodgers lavish more praise on Brian Flores. How is it that the Steelers had, arguably, you've got Vic Fangio out there and a couple other guys, they had this brilliant defensive mind in their building, Aditi, and they didn't promote him. They didn't keep him around. What happened?
Well, I think a lot of that was Brian Flores wanting to go out on his own also and be seen as standing on his own 2 feet in some ways, right? Because even if the Steelers had let him completely, entirely run the defense, you've got a defensive head coach whose fingerprints are all over the defense. I mean, go back to the last year of Dick LeBeau's tenure here in Pittsburgh, and Mike Tomlin was calling the defense, and Dick LeBeau is arguably one of the greatest defensive minds the game has seen. So I think that even if Brian Flores had full autonomy, there would always be this idea, but is it Mike Tomlin's? Is it Mike Tomlin's defense? And then you think about it, Brian Flores gets a lot of say in Minnesota. He has autonomy over that defense. They really value his input when it comes to personnel, to scouting, the guys he wants to sign. It's a different culture and environment in that building. And when you have a very young head coach in Kevin O'Connell, who was a player when Brian Flores was a coach in New England, it's a little bit different than working under a guy that's the longest tenured coach in the NFL.
Okay, if that's the case, then what is it that you hear? Because I'm just getting like bummed out when I hear all these praises heaped upon Flores by Tomlin, by other people. What makes his defense from the people you talk to just so unbelievably difficult to deal with, Aditi? What is the genius from the people you speak to about this sort of thing of Brian Flores?
Well, a lot of it is demeanor, right? And that's the point that he gets a say in his players. A lot of it is the edge. A lot of it is the aggression. A lot of it is the way that they communicate and how in sync they are. I love the way he's willing to take chances. You take a guy like Josh Metellus last year and the way they were using him, it's almost like Derwin James-esque. And it's less about being slave to anyone's scheme or being so rigid, but how do I get the best and the most out of my players? And it's constantly, I hate to use the word evolving because it sounds like such a cliche, but it's not standing still. It's funny, you mentioned the Raiders. It goes back to something that we talked about with Pete Carroll week 1, and he was saying how, yes, there was, he helped, he essentially created this cover three and what they were doing out in Seattle and all of this. And he said, you know, but over the years, coaches leave and they take the defense and they take it to different places and they're running it in various places that you can't run the same thing. You have to come up with new ideas. And Brian Flores is a guy that's always coming up with new ideas. Based on his player's skill set,
yeah.
Let me say that. Based on the guys that he has in the building,
smart.
He sits there and he says, okay, what does this guy do best?
Yep.
Okay, let me figure out how to deploy him in that way or how to play to his wheelhouse. And we see it way, way, way too much in the National Football League, unfortunately, that it's not always fitting square pegs into round holes, but it's, I love my scheme. I want to do what my scheme is, as opposed to, wait a minute, maybe this guy is better in a different way.
I want to go back to the fingerprints thing that you said about Tomlin, that even if Flores was here, his fingerprints would have still been all over the defense. Nick Sirianni's an offensive guy. Kellen Moore called the plays. Kellen Moore is now the Saints head coach. Andy Reid let Eric Bieniemy call plays in Kansas City. I mean, it's not totally uncommon that even highly respected Super Bowl winning coaches who have a specialty on one side of the ball still cede that power over to a play caller, a coordinator, and become more of a CEO head coach. So if Tomlin saw these things in Flores, he should have been able to do that, right?
Everybody has a different personality. I was there when Nick Sirianni remember, when Nick Sirianni first got the head coaching job in Philly, he was calling the plays. And then he realized that, you know what, I really need to run this whole team, and Shane Steichen is a really smart guy. I'm going to have Steichen call the plays. And that will free me up to deal with a whole bunch of other things, address a bunch of other things. And yes, the old school, we've talked about this a million times. I came into the league under Tom Coughlin. Tom Coughlin was a CEO head coach who coached his coaches and offered ideas and didn't micromanage. And that's certainly how Pete Carroll is. Pete Carroll is trying to coach up Patrick Graham, his defensive coordinator, as opposed to saying, you will do it my way. And everybody's wired differently. Some head coaches feel like it's really important to run an offense that they feel good about, that they feel comfortable with, that plays to what they think is safest. Other head coaches say, you know what, I hired a guy to run the offense, I'm going to let him run the offense. And I might be in his earpiece occasionally to say, hey, I think we should run the ball, or hey, let's go for it on fourth.
That's why I think it's kind of unfair. That's why I think it's unfair to rip Terrell Austin for the Steelers' defense, Aditi.
I mean, look, I've been saying this going back to Keith Butler when poor Keith Butler was getting all this heat. And I said, it's not fair, because I knew for a fact that if Keith Butler had full autonomy, he was going to be running a different defense than the defense he was tasked with running.
Is Mike Tomlin's defense, by the way, to go back to another thing you said about Flores, that he's kind of constantly evolving. Do you get the sense Mike Tomlin as a defensive play caller, like a schemer, the guy who's always trying to come up with counter move to whatever offenses are doing? Do you get the sense he is constantly evolving in how he schemes up defense for the Steelers?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, why don't you look at the results and then you tell me?
Well, they're like 30th in total defense and have the best turnover margin or second best in the league. Otherwise, they'd be getting strafed every
Aditi,
game.
Aditi, will you play any casino games when you're in Vegas? If you just waltz through a casino room floor, do you stop at blackjack,
you know,
craps,
no.
Anything, poker?
I would much rather drop the $100 or $200 on something that I can keep. I am not a gambler at all, and I can't play any games, be it poker or blackmail, because I don't have a poker face. You guys know me. I can't lie. Blackjack.
Well, blackjack doesn't require a poker face. You just have to know math.
But you kind of like when you have your cards. If you have a good hand or a bad hand, I don't have a good poker face. I'm not very good at keeping secrets or pretending to feel something that I don't actually feel.
I think you would have a worse.
You guys know this about me.
I think you would have a worse. You would have a worse poker face, I think, when things had gone unexpectedly bad for you than trying to keep a lid on it if things were good on your hand. Like if you got a card you didn't want to see, I think you would just immediately
blow a
gasket. Yes, I think that would show through quicker than
I could see that.
I have a great hand.
I don't know. I mean, but to be fair, I've been accused of smiling too much. My resting face is a smile.
Wow.
That's not my problem,
Aditi. My own wife said, don't go outside looking like you normally do. You'll scare kids.
Aditi, on the way out, Aaron Rodgers said his favorite beer in the world today is a Guinness beer on tap, a Guinness draft. Would that be yours, too?
It's not, but when I gave birth to my son, I was told to drink a Guinness if my milk didn't come in. I'm not a Guinness person.
Okay. Did you have to drink the Guinness then? Is that what you're telling us? Or are you?
No. Okay. In the interest of TMI, no. I didn't have that problem with my son, so it all worked out okay.
Who in the world at Guinness got that one into hospitals? What the hell?
Look, this is what I was told. All I know, I don't know that West Penn Hospital would have served me the Guinness, but perhaps they would have let my husband sneak it in. I do know that when my daughter was born at the Cleveland Clinic, my producer, who was there, because remember, I was 2 months early and covering a game, did sneak me in champagne, and I have had a taste for champagne ever since. So that worked for me, I guess, right there.
Yeah.
You're not even asking me about the offensive line. I was all ready to talk about nastiness.
Maybe next week. We ran out of time. Enjoy Vegas. We'll talk next week. See you, Aditi.
All right. Have fun, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.